There's an experience that unites many people who immigrate to the U.S., that bewildering first visit to an American grocery store.
There was aisle, few aisle with the green vegetables, fresh vegetables, and there's more aisle with the cans and frozen food and stuff.
Karan Casey is from Nepal, and Wesley Tiku from Cameroon also remembers shopping for food when he first arrived.
Spinach was the only thing that is most recognizable.
Tiku and Casey now run the Kathmandu Bazaar, an Asian and African grocery store in Concord. The produce aisle may be tiny, but it's packed with cassava, mangosteen, plantain, guava, and...
It's a mustard green. So this one, you know, it goes, it sells like a hotcake.
The store also carries peanut flour, bright red bottles of palm oil, and rice from all over Asia and Africa. Research shows the longer immigrants live in the U.S., the more the American diet and lifestyle harm their health. But immigrants in New Hampshire are trying to create more options, says Andrea Bai of the Organization for Refugee and Immigrant Success.
There really is a push to have access to healthy, affordable, locally produced food that's culturally appropriate.
This African eggplant is just, it's a comfort food. They come to America, nothing's familiar. This is familiar.
Gail Prince is the owner of Common Earth Farm in Bedford. She's a retired Air Force colonel with zero farming experience. Yet through donations and help from a nonprofit, she's opened just over an acre of farmland to refugees from Bhutan in Central Asia and Burundi in East Africa. Farmers here grow amaranth, bittermelon, hot peppers, and traditional New England crops too. You can find similar immigrant-run farm plots across New Hampshire. Prince says farming is especially important for older refugees with limited English skills.
This place generates income. It gives them a sense of purpose. But they also bring their traditional foods home so they can teach and keep certain traditions going.
Corn and potato, cabbage, all same dish.
Kata Narula is a case in point. He says farming here makes him happy because it reminds him of his 40-acre farm back in Bhutan.
Bhutan, no snow. I came here, many snow. I like snow.
For refugees like him, farming can bridge a crucial happiness gap. According to a 2012 study, Bhutanese refugees have suicide rates twice the U.S. average. They're also four times more likely to suffer from depression. Back at the Kathmandu Bazaar, its owners have high hopes for its little lunch counter. Right now, they serve Asian food, but plans are in the works to hire an African cook. Over a plate of steaming dumplings, Karan KC says his grocery store has become a gathering place for the regulars.
You see a Dunkin' Donuts in the morning. You see a couple of folks, you know, I mean, sit there, enjoy coffee and chit-chat and stuff. It's pretty much the same here, too. And how many of us, we tell friends, hey, come and meet me at Market Basket. You know what I mean?
Bal Bikash Bhattarai, with an organization called Bhutanese Community of New Hampshire, says anything that gets immigrants together is a good thing. But it can also turn into too much of a good thing. Back during the 18 years Bhattarai lived in a refugee camp in Nepal, he was too skinny.
But now the fat are getting on my body because I don't have a habit of carrying this much meat in my body. I think I'm getting a little lazy because of car.
Welcome to America. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.